A shocking bike buying experience highlights an uncomfortable truth about our next bike purchase.
We can argue about that later.
We're going to do it right now. Let's go. Yes, welcome to the Dirt Shed Show this week with Owen.
And Martin.
And we're going to have an argument right now about bikes.
I don't think there is an argument.
There is an argument. Let me set you guys up, right? You have just done a video where you ordered all the parts for a bike on AliExpress.
Yep.
And you were trying to get a whole trail bike built for under £1,000.
Yeah, Rich helped as well. Yeah. So, yeah. Payne's in there as well.
Rich helped. You built the bike. You did it for well under £1,000, and I'll tell you what, Owen, I thought it looked great. That's my problem. It looked great.
But no,
and it made me think, that's pretty good. I mean, put it this way, right? I am now going to play a character for the rest of this part of the show, right?
Okay.
I'm going to call him Keith.
Bit of role play for us.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Keith is a mountain bike hobbyist. It's not his life, but he likes it, right? He wants a new bike. He's the sort of guy who puts one of those fire sticks in his telly so he can get Apple TV for free.
Oh, the hooky ones.
You know, why wouldn't you, right? Okay, he just wants to go out mountain biking. That bike you built is good enough. It's great. And I'll tell you something else. He's going to have a great time on it.
I can't dispute he's going to have a great time, but he'd have a better time on something that wasn't, well, hooky. It wasn't kind of like, I mean, there's a whole topic, to be fair, I think, because you've got ethics of manufacture, you've got like plagiarism or like, well, counterfeit, fake stuff.
Yeah, but
not all of the AliExpress stuff, I need to caveat, is not fake stuff. But then there's also about the factories where it's made and who makes it and that kind of like production chain of, well, what's happening? Like, who's making it? What factory has been making
Keith
it?
Doesn't
and
care.
Materials.
Keith doesn't care.
Contamination of the planet.
Listen,
and
listen.
Of him.
Owen, listen, right? You in your video, the bike turns up. You've ordered it on AliExpress.
Yeah.
You measure the bike, and it's not quite the measurements you thought it was going to be.
No.
The head angle's different. The seat angle's different. Yeah. Guess what? Keith doesn't care. Keith doesn't care, because Keith isn't the sort of guy who goes on and looks at all the head angles. He just wants to ride his bike and have a good time. He's ordered a bike from AliExpress. It's come. It looks pretty sick. All them matching purple parts. Basically, trick stuff brakes for, like, £100. I mean, I don't see the problem with it, and I think, actually, earlier on, I did ring Rich, right? And he's at Bike Park Wales today.
Oh, yeah.
Riding that bike.
In Bike Park Wales.
Yeah, and you said to me, that bike's going to break.
Yeah.
And I said to you, no, it won't. It's made of metal. It'll be fine. And you said, no, it'll break. I've spoke to Rich Owen. He's having a great time.
He's just done a lap of the car park. Oh, yeah,
no.
It feels great.
No, he's been down a blue route. He's having fun.
A blue. Even I can make it down a blue route, but I couldn't, could I?
No.
No.
Good try. Good try. But he's having a good time on it. It's going to last. You know it is.
No. Okay, right. Other factor.
Give us an actual strong argument as why an AliExpress bike's a bad thing, if you want to make that argument.
Right. Let's have a think about who's investing and what a brand is about.
Go on.
Because, like, brands, let's get kind of old school. Brands are all about, like, at the markets, sort of delineating and changing what people, all right, there's a product with that brand name and it's reliable, it's trustworthy, and it's got kind of like, there's a brand name to back it and there's support of that product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where brands have got these wild, you know, these perceptions of value. Like there's that bottle of water analogy where you've got a bottle of water in the shop or, you know, you've got it from your tap, it's almost free. And then at various points, the value, you know, changes, and that's because of the experience and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of that with bikes. And yeah, there is some brand snobbery. But there's a lot of really good stuff that's really expensive because it takes a lot to manufacture it. Like titanium frames, for example. Like with titanium, the way you've got to weld it, you can't have any, well, oxygen in it.
This one wasn't titanium.
It wasn't. But it's a point of kind of trying to say that brands do more than just stick a sticker on.
Hey, look, you can go on AliExpress, right? I was looking, my friend was showing me these stems. Basically, they're Intend stems.
Yes, right? They are.
They're replicas. Okay, if you go into the reviews, they're 4.9 star rated, and the reviews are, these are a great replica, nearly as good as the real thing, very happy. Paid 10% of the price.
Yeah, but there's that perception of value. Like, why would you get a... Like, if you aspire to get a good product, there's good products at low prices, and there's value from lots of different brands. Yeah, but Intend is really high-end because it makes really high-performance products in a really unique way that you have to machine it in a certain way to get the weight and to get the stiffness that you can.
But guess who doesn't care if it's actually Intend?
Keith. Yeah, Keith, but why is he buying one? Well, he could just get a really, really nice other brand one. And in terms of bikes, he could get a second-hand one that is better and has got better geometry.
Don't go down the second-hand route, Owen. Don't go down the second-hand route. I've got a very good point to make there. Very good. Right, so...
Well, someone could... Hang on a minute. Someone like Keith could be selling his counterfeit bike.
Well, look, you could buy a £3,000 bike, right? Ride it for 6 months, have an incredible time on it.
Agreed.
And it'll be a brilliant, amazing brand, and you will have had a joyful time. At the end of that 6 months, you're going to sell it for half as much?
Yeah.
Keith spent £1,000 on his... dog shit bike, right? That just it works. It's got some funny brand names on it, but it works. He spent £1,000 on it. 6 months later, he could probably get rid of it for £700. That's true.
Yeah, but he could have bought £1,000 bike that's better.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, he could, easy.
He couldn't.
Like, there's lots of, like, the bike industry is in a sort of point of flux, should we say? Let's say that. I think that's a kind way. And there's lots of brands that might have ordered one too many bikes. And thus, there's a couple of retailers that have got one too many bikes. And you can find a great deal on bikes from proper brands.
Let's throw it out to you guys out there, right? Okay, let me know. This is what the comments are for, right?
Pro and Keith I've, or Pro Coots?
And I've tried to present the argument on purpose, right? So would you spend money on cheap parts at AliExpress? Owen's video is actually really great because I really did enjoy the bike coming together and the problems that arise because it wasn't simple.
Yeah.
That bike is being ridden as we speak, literally as we're filming.
Yeah.
There at Bike Park Wales riding it. So we don't know the outcome of the next video.
Broken.
If you're brave, he says broken, I say not. Joe, what are you saying?
I'm saying not.
Not. Joe says not, and he rides. Right. What are you saying, it's going to be broken or not? You're going to find out at the weekend. I can't wait to see what they did with it. But would you buy from these brands? I just want to be perfectly clear, right? Not as Keith, as Martin. I wouldn't go near AliExpress.
All right.
I wouldn't go near it, but I made the argument. There you go. Let us know in the comments down below. Right, let's head over to the news.
What's up, everyone? Surely this will be the year that the Gates belted purse is claimed, as Pinion and Gates have confirmed that four teams are registered using their technology. Intense Factory Racing is registered, which is odd as it sounded like MS split from them as they wanted to go Gearbox, but made it sound like Intense didn't. MS have in the meantime partnered with Zeroed Bikes and have added Gloria Scarzi, Valentina Rojas Sanchez and Sebastian Holguin to the team. The Atherton Belt Drive bike I mentioned last week, of course, has massive potential under that team. There's a 20-minute documentary live on the Atherton Bikes YouTube channel, which is a good watch. We'll also be taking a closer look ourselves very shortly. Aeon Racing 2 confirming the lineup on Gamex bikes. Real competitors with Harriet Harnden, Monica Hrasnik, Henry Kerr, Heather Wilson, and Stan Nisbet. Orbea have confirmed the lineup for the FMD team. Tani and Chaos Seagrave, Phoebe Gale, Ollie Zwar remain in the lineup. Irish Junior Dara Ryan joins the mix, as does Martin Mays, who'll be mixing it up in downhill and enduro this season. Trek Factory Racing, DH, have also dropped the lineup, almost a totally new team for them. Sasha Ernest is joined by Ollie Davis, Chris Hauser, Ella Svegby, Matt Walker, and Lackey Stevens McNabb, who has also picked himself up a Monster Energy sponsorship too. Some of the biggest signings of the season now, Benoit Coulanges, one of the super fast Frenchmen, has a new home on Scott Bikes, and reigning world champion Loris Vergier finds a new home at Commensal Muckoff, making that team one hell of a force to be reckoned with. Mark off the brand also making moves, bringing Sam Reynolds on board as an ambassador. The launch video with Deke Ross is quite something to behold. Kate Courtney has launched her own team with her not-for-profit as its namesake. She Sends Racing will focus on a mix of US and UCI races this year with the aim of getting more girls on bikes. Courtney has so far announced support from electric car manufacturer Rivian as well as Rafa, although can't enhance enough on those Instagram pictures to make out what those bikes are just yet. Brooke McDonald has parted ways with Forbidden Bikes, but the Bulldog has already been seen on GasGas e-bikes, so probably a full-time move for him there. Specialized Gravity have confirmed the roster, Lloyd Bruni, Finn Isles and Jordan Williams remaining at the team. They've announced the Gen S team will be their feeder team though, and Mac Magnetta will be the first on it under the mentorship of Isles. Lapierre Unity have secured Anton Cooper, Chiara Teocchi, Nina Benz, Max Brandel, Tobias Lilleland and Noel Brewery to race this XC this year. The Lives XC team adds Marin Lowe and Tyler Jacobs, who will both be in the under 23 category too. And my final bit of news this week, Commence Our Schwab Les Ors is back for 2025. Lisa Bauman, Jack Percy, Antoine Pierron and Austin Dooley will all race Elite Downhill. Bodie Burke and Matilda Melton will represent in the junior category. Cecile and Cedric Ravenel still involved in training and managing in that team, so expect to see some great things. Okay, that's your lot. Another packed one. Can you see any of those four teams picking up the Gates belted purse this year? Who's your money on to be the rider to do it? Personally, I'd love to see Hattie Harnden take the win. Am I wrong? Let me know in the comments. Let's get on with the sickest thing of the week.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new video from Remy Morton and Fast as F*** called Mildly Bunged Up. It's got no flippity-wibbities, no world's first. It's just pure organic trails riding. Like BMX trails riding, but on big bikes. So pure that Remy Morton and James Dobson are both chainless. So the whole thing's just sick whips and tire slides and stuff. It's always a treat to see footage from that secret trail spot with the gap to drift and the rocks everywhere. But it was really cool to see cameo clips from Alessio Tonoli and Brandon Semnog. Both the one-footed Euro table and the regular fold were just so sick. And shouts to Ollie Henley for the vibes in this one. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Toff. I like the look of those belt drive bikes.
Belt drive bikes, yeah, they're amazing,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to see the clean. Back. Happy to see the back of a derailleur. I really
You don't
am.
Like it derailleurs?
Looks so clean. I've got one. What's your favourite one?
I really like the Gamex one. I saw it up close because it's kind of like the aluminium tubes. I've got these carbon inserts. I think it looks really good.
I do like the Athens one. It looks nice.
Looks clean. I might be going to see it fairly soon.
Really?
So, yeah. There's not many of them, but I hope to get to see one, so that'll be good.
It's all a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I didn't see you as a derailleurist.
Hey, would you be able to get a Belts gate drive on AliExpress? There's a test for you.
Well, I mean, you can get car parts on there, so maybe get a, you know, Toyota like a Corolla fan belt.
Right, maybe that's a video for another time.
Could be, yeah.
Let's get into Hacks and Bodges.
Hacks and Bodges?
Yeah, I didn't really have the enthusiasm for the song today.
I don't know the theme tune. I know
you don't need to.
No?
You don't need
right, okay.
I've got us into it now, so don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Our first hack and bodge this week and our potential winner of a GMBM race top is Travis Stelfox with quite an innovative bike storage system.
That is very clever, actually.
I've not seen that before. So it's like a very simple framework, space for bikes underneath.
Yeah.
Sloped rails for the bikes above.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to have your dropper post down, but it's like a double-decker parking bay.
I don't know if it looks very strong. Looks like it might be a bit
rickety.
I
feel like you might not be able to put an e-bike on the top shelf, no.
Yeah, maybe. But very neat.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
But basically, that's what, six bikes stored in a very small space.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and space for an extra, so that's all right.
Yeah, very well done. Nice one, Travis. You're in the
right. Riley Hammerer. That's a great name for Hacks and Bodges, isn't it? It's almost like he's made that up.
Talk us through this, Owen. What's going on?
Well, Riley has been busy with a 2x4, some bits of wood that he had lying around the garage, and he's made, a bike sling.
A bike sling?
I mean, it's a bit like a crane. It's like a derrick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been your other name for Keith, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a Yeah, you've got arms. I mean, it looks like a wooden robot. But
it's another bike store. I guess this isn't a bike store.
You could work on your bike with this.
You could store bikes. This is like a bike hanging. Yeah,
a bike hanger
spot.
Yeah,
I like it.
Which is good, and you could put a triathlon bike in there with awkward tube shapes. Yeah, you go wild. Good work, Riley. Good work on the hammers.
I think before we go on to the next bit of hacks and bodges, I think we should award the top between Travis and Riley.
Right.
So let's say, can I do it this week?
Because
Actually really like the simplicity and neatness of Travis's idea. I like that. There's an awful lot done in a little bit of space. So, Riley, sorry, I liked yours, but Travis, you've won yourself a GMBM race top.
Wow.
Consider that on its way to you. But we're moving now, transitioning out of hacks and bodges into a hounds and beagles moment.
Okay. Hounds and beagles. Because, I don't think I've ever been a hounds and beagles. This is very exciting.
Basically, we're into the trail dog section.
Okay? Oh.
But for a reason.
When did this happen?
This is for a very exciting reason. This first one is from Doug. Came across Doug and his owner, a local trail. Oh, no, this is Doug.
Is Doug the dog? That's a great name.
It's Doug the dog. And basically, Doug was just a very nice fella that he met.
Oh, that's
out on
really
the trail.
Nice.
So thanks for sending that
Hopefully he digs lots of holes, because that would be a great name.
Doug. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Next one. Oh, this is a cool-looking dog.
Yeah.
This is from Peter Dunholm. This is Coco.
Coco looks like that looks like Australia, like that.
Yeah,
that looks lovely. And looks
love
like
a trail dog.
Yeah.
Love a trail dog. Right, so here's
I had a dog called Frank that looked a lot like that.
Did you?
R.I.P. Frank.
Did he trail dog?
He was very old. He was a vintage dog.
Oh, okay.
It's from a second-hand shop.
Okay, but we are looking for some
trail dogs.
We are looking for some trail dogs. So basically, this is an official call-out.
Ooh.
This is an official call-out, right? I want to make a video about some cool trail dogs. But
great.
I need some trail dogs. Right, so what I need you all to do, if you've got a trail dog that you take out with you, I need to see photos, I need to see videos, I need to hear why they're great, I need you to head down to the GMBN uploader and upload your trail dogs, and then we're going to get in contact with some people with some good stories, and we're going to make a trail dog film.
Ace!
Yes!
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun. I just want to get, 10 trail dogs at a bike park and get them to all run down the track. It'll be so fun. Something else I want to tell you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
GMBN shop, we're doing a bit of a deal on bundles at the moment in the GMBN shop.
I saw that. They're really good.
10%
deal.
Off bundles. So if you want to help support the channel, head over to the store and you can get your bundle. Another way you can get a discount, Owen.
Hey.
YouTube membership.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you? Acting surprised, like he hasn't read the script. Yes,
I haven't.
Trail YouTube membership, if you join as a trail boss or maybe trail crew, those tiers, then you can get yourself a discount in the store, get yourself a loyalty badge when you're doing comments.
Nice.
Which I like a lot.
I think it's good.
Notice them in the comments very quickly.
Yes.
And you get your custom emojis.
It's about it is.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Like it.
And we do love that support. It does make a big difference. It helps
us
make Man and Bike videos, which we all like. So, shop and YouTube memberships. Don't forget those. Right, let's keep going with the show with some things we like this week.
Yeah.
Okay, first thing, look at this. Joseph Cook.
Oh, wow.
Talk about trail dogs.
Trail Roo. Yeah. Sam Hill got almost taken out by one of those, almost cancelled a season of Daniel.
No way.
Yeah, some big units, some of the kangaroos. Those are little fellas. They might be wallaroos. Joe here is Australian. He might know.
Have you ever seen a massive kangaroo?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, while riding as well.
Really?
They love to just jump.
This happens all the time.
I have ridden in Australia and I saw lots
and
of more
kangaroos. And they punch, don't they? They give you a good old punch.
They can do.
Yeah,
but if they do that, you need to run away. They're burly.
Yeah.
Really scary. And then the drop bears, well, that's a whole other... they're even terrifying.
Talk about the drop bears.
Yeah.
Next up...
Safety. Safety, that's what I need now. What
safety,
have we got?
Well, this is safe, all right? Because I've been looking at a few retro bikes recently.
Oh, nice.
And noticed this is kind of for UK viewers. There's a few retro bike shows this year that you want to keep note of. York Cycle Festival 2025. Very retro friendly, that one.
Okay, great.
So definitely, if you want to hit some retro bikes up in York.
Yes.
And before that this year, on April 27th, We've got the Retro MTB show.
Oh, cool.
For the first time. So don't miss out on that. That's in April. And the York Festival is on 20 to the 22nd of June.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, little dates there.
Oh, very good.
What did you like this week, Owen?
I'm very bad at pronouncing his name, but
He rides for...
Bienvenido,
yeah.
Bienvenido.
Yeah, Joe told me how to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't understand... I don't understand what's happening.
Front flip Superman kind of thing.
But I don't understand. I didn't...
Extra details from Joe over there. He used to be a gymnast. It all starts...
Joe did?
Joe, no.
Bienvenido. Bienvenido. Okay, yeah. That explains a lot, but...
Yeah, but he's
just wild. Is he like half cat and half freestyle motocross guy?
It's good. That is at the Todo Onada in Pitts Bike Park in Santiago, Chile.
That looks rad.
Great looking event. That, yeah. The crowd are going nuts. Yeah. I love it. Next one, love this line from Minus Geraldo. Really fun line. Bit of a what is it, wall of deafing.
Oh, yeah, that is fun.
I like how he looks sort of like he's stuck in it at one point.
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, I can't get out.
And yeah, he pops out. Nice.
I mean, I've seen the... Well, I haven't seen it, but I've like seen videos of the little mini track stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've done Wall of Death.
I've done a bit of Wall of Death in. It's not as deathly as it sounds, to be honest. You just ride around it.
But what happens
just
when you...
Just pedal really hard.
Yeah, but what happens if your back tyre slips? Or
then you crash.
Right.
Then you crash and probably hurt yourself. But I would suggest not stop pedalling. That would be
whatever.
That would be my advice.
Great if you've got a camelback, because you're just there. You've got your sustenance, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Definitely. Me too for now. My wheelchair would not be quite as good. Imagine wheelchairing a wall of death.
What about the tandem?
That wouldn't work.
Got the right diameter.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Mm. I don't know. I don't know if I could get anyone to take that on. Anyway, moving on. Marco Grosnick. Famous for his bunny hop back in the day. Right, I'm showing this. You can see he's not got a helmet on, which I do not advise, right? But this is an old school clip. But look at the size of that bunny hop. It looks like he can fly.
It does. I think it's just the way
he just takes off.
It levitates.
Yeah, he sort of hangs this hang time.
He hasn't got a button for that.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, do you want to see some more power moves?
Into power moves, into a bit of trials. Bunny hop trials.
Good person for a power move. Jochen Lundrum, look at this. Oh my God. Massive gap. 10 pallet height, that is. 9 or 10 pallets to back wheel.
Is he using a little kicker to
get? That's just bunny hop to back wheel. And then look at this gap to front wheel. That is commitment. Love it.
I mean, he just gets his front wheel on it.
Yeah. Did you see how I turned things I like this week into a trials lesson?
Let's
just talk about trials.
Yeah. Great. Why not?
Love it. Love it. Right. We have got to get some... Remember what I said about not wearing a helmet as well?
You've got to wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
What you're saying,
wear a helmet, yeah, because I don't want to promote that.
Wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet. Right. Let's get into caption contest where there is another helmet. Yes, caption contest. And here's the helmet. It's Blake Sampson.
Oh, right.
Blake Sampson looking fun.
He is. That looks like a great...
It makes me think all sorts of things. Don't know. But first one is from at Rident, and he says, I'm telling you, I was this close to falling off that cliff. He was.
He did actually fall off the cliff.
Yeah. The bike definitely did fall off a cliff. Still, that's a good one. I like that one. Relevant.
Yes,
nice,
very good.
Nice. Next up.
Hank Rides. That could be Hank over GCN.
GCN Hank. I hope so.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I hope so. Let's say
this is the difference between a broken collarbone and a clean landing. Tearful face, yeah.
Yeah, I literally was awkward.
Yeah.
Poor old Blake, he's stepping up the crashes this last end of that last
year. He's
had
a sort of triple word score of them, hasn't he?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly it. Next up from John Cox Sports Therapy. Like what you did there, John.
Good little, clever little plug there.
Love that. Remember, folks, skids are for kids. I once had a skid mark this long.
I feel like it would have been at least that long from that nearly falling off a massive cliff.
What are you going to go over? And you can pick a winner this week.
Oh, I can pick one.
Winner gets a stunt mug, and it will perform a stunt for you right here once you've chosen.
Right.
I feel like John Cox Sports Therapy...
Purely on just the best name.
Just the
Hank, sorry, we're missing you out.
Promotion for it.
Genius.
Yeah, let's give it to Hank. You're right. Well done, Hank. You're a winner. There's your stunt mug.
Is there another trick button
on
that one?
It's kind of pathetic, isn't it? It's kind of pathetic.
It's not quite as
good. It was so much better when I could
it.
Throw it, but we've got such a lovely new camera, I daren't do it.
You could, but you wouldn't
no,
be
No, I'm
it.
Not doing
You'd
it.
You'd have to remortgage.
No way.
Well,
no
anyway.
Way. Yep, so let's. There's the stunt mug. You've won yourself that. Well done, Hank. Thanks for giving us a caption. Here is your caption contest photo for this week. Love it. Give us a caption for that in the comments down below, and you could be winning yourself the very unimpressive these days stunt mug. Let's give one more go. Alpha.
PTT greeter? No. Oh, wait, you asked for a bell. Sorry.
Good plug.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
You wanted a bell?
Give me the bell. Right, what's our first bite, Owen?
Reese Garrity has got a... Well, it looks a very nice colour. We've got a kind of like... chromey,
is that
bronzy.
Is that a giant?
It is.
Yeah.
And normally, I've got to say, I'm not normally a giant fan, but that one looks really good.
What are you calling it?
What are my options? Nice, super nice, mega nice, super duper.
You can say nice or super nice, and those are your choices.
Right. It is non-drive side, and there is some shrubbery
it's
blocking
nice.
It.
It's nice. Thanks, Reese. It's goodbye. Richard Taylor has got his Canyon. It's drive side.
Yeah, it's great. And that is the, I think it's like the Young Guns or something like that. It's like a smaller person's bike.
He's had it 6 months.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a super nice.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what's happening as I'm looking at these bikes? Next one is Jason Keogh's Trek Pro Calibre. As I'm looking at these bikes... the old AliExpress bike doesn't look quite as good, does it?
Funny that. I like this. I'm going to go super nice straight in.
Yeah.
Because we don't have enough, like, XC hardtails.
We don't.
And loads of people do ride them. They're a good thing.
All right. Someone just sent me an email. That's good news.
Oh, that is.
Next up, we've
Real?
Got...
There you go. Great news.
Ewan Wright has sent us in his...
Marin.
What is this? Marin.
Marin.
Yes, he's a Matt Jones fan. I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Tamwalls. You hate Tamwalls. What? What's that about?
I've actually come round to Tamwalls.
You have?
Yeah, I did. I did used to hate Tamwalls, and then I looked at them so much, I've actually started to like them.
See, for me, I can't unpick you on a blue Cannondale without the sort of Tamwall ICR Cujos.
Yeah, I guess they were
missiles.
Tamwalls.
Yeah, they were a Tamwall, sort of.
Yeah, but they're kind of a reddier colour, though.
The newer Vittorias have got a similar kind of reddy
in
their Tamwall. They're real
thought,
nice.
I used to have kind of Tamwalls, you're right.
There you go.
God, I am a hypocrite.
No, just...
You know what? You know who that was. It wasn't me. That was Keith. That wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Marin, super nice.
Yeah, super nice.
Gave us great conversation.
Gregor has got a black... Oh, it's new proof.
New proof. Love it.
Super nice.
Super nice.
Very good.
Yeah, Black Mamba.
Next. Lachlan. With. Oh, it's a Comencial. Common Sal, I believe.
Yeah.
He's blasted it and powder coated it and fully rebuilt in 2023.
It would look a lot better if he put his seat back up.
Have a really good GMBN water bottle that he got for Christmas on it, so super nice!
And talking about Lachlan, what about Lachlan Stevens McNabb? He's having a hell of a sponsorship sign-up, isn't
Monster
he?
Monster year.
Monster year, and hasn't he just been signed to Trek?
Yes, he has been,
crazy.
Yeah. Along with...
Trek Factory Racing, come
Matt
on.
Matt Walker.
Nice. That's a good signing.
He is a fast racer, he is.
Yeah. Next up, Sam Rowland and a beautiful sunset. He's right.
That is great. I really like that.
And that is what is that? That's a Trek as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the Trek. Looks like a session.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. I like that because it reminds me of a small cartoon sheep.
You like it. That's all it's getting.
Oh.
That's all it's getting. All yeah. Right. Next up, Simon Holmes. I was going to say Salmon Holmes. It's Simon Holmes.
It is, yeah.
And this is...
Is that another giant?
It's another giant.
Gee, we started.
Started giant, we're ending in giant.
Yeah, gigantic.
It is a... I'm going to call it a nice.
Yeah. Thanks for sending
bike.
It in, though. That's
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, thanks for sending it in. All the bikes were nice. Look, this hopefully does get a super nice. He really wants a super nice. I feel like some people just really want a super nice.
Super nice.
I don't mind giving them, do you?
No,
I don't mind it. Thank you for sending your bikes in. If you've got a bike, and of course you have, else why are you watching this show? Then send us it in the GMBN uploader along with your hacks and bodges or any of your sends and your fails. And of course, this week... we want to see your trail dogs. Because we want to make a star of them, and you know you want to see them on telly, and this is how you're going to get to do it. So send us those in. Great show, Owen. Thanks for joining me.
Well, no, thanks for having me.
And great build on that AliExpress bike.
Yeah, I still think it's going to break.
I say it won't. Let's see who's right. Let us know in the comments down below, and we'll see you next week.